Wanted, batteries dead or alive, inside a recorder with an underwater microphone last seen on the Horseshoe Shoal in Nantucket Sound.
So the recorder is basically this long PVC tube, about 2.5 feet long and about 5 inches in diameter, and it's got a little brown hydrophone on the tip of it.
That's Dr. Aaron Mooney, a biologist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He studies the sounds in the sea.
A hydrophone is essentially an underwater microphone. Sticks out on basically 4 inches of this very soft, flexible cable. So it just looks like a very odd-looking PVC tube.
Mooney and a team of researchers put these recorders in the waters around Cape Cod. So what are these recorders listening for?
We want to know the environment before any major development out there. So specifically what we're working on is changes in the environment before a Cape Wind or a wind farm development on Horseshoe Shoals. And so how we're doing that is we're studying basically the sounds in the sea out there. So we're listening to fish sounds and dolphin sounds and seal sounds and people's boat sounds.
The recorders are left at sea for 3 to 4 months at a time. After this, they're taken back on shore, where researchers listen and analyze the underwater sounds the microphones have recorded. Here's what a cusk eel sounds like to the hydrophone. Now listen to the kind of noise a boat makes. Mooney says everything was going according to plan until late June when one of the recorders went missing. Soon after that, a call came in from the Nantucket Harbormaster.
We got a call from the Nantucket Harbormaster's office that one of the recorders was on their dock, so it sounds like someone had kind of maybe accidentally brought it up. And the recorders have stickers and writing on it that says Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution and our phone number, and so they dropped it off at the dock, whoever brought it up. And the harbormaster gave us a ring, and we had asked them to kind of FedEx it out or we could come out there and pick it up. And they tried to FedEx it, but FedEx didn't take it. And it seems like by the time they got around to letting us know that it was that FedEx wasn't going to take it, it had gotten removed from the back of their truck. So our recorder's missing probably somewhere in Nantucket.
Mooney says the sounds the hydrophones recorded are extremely important scientific data, particularly in advance of the Cape Wind project, which would install 130 wind turbines in Nantucket Sound sometime in the next year or so.
And it's a really important wind farm, and it's also really important, as we construct future wind farms, to really understand how they may or may not change the local environment. And this set of data really gets us at that point. So it's really crucial that we get it back.
The recovery of the recorder is so important, in fact, that the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution is offering a reward to whoever finds it. Though Mooney says that just how much money that reward would be has not been determined. For WCAI, I'm Frances Mayo.